This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The United States, the European Union and advocacy groups have strongly condemned the death sentence imposed on a 27-year-old Sudanese woman for converting to Christianity. They are calling on Sudan to respect the religious freedom guaranteed in its own constitution. Mariam Ibrahim refused a court order to abandon her new faith and return to Islam. She was also charged with adultery for marrying a Christian man. A government spokesman said the ruling can be appealed in a higher court. I spoke to Christian Solidarity Worldwide's Africa Advocacy Officer about this case. The name has been withheld for security purposes.
We are as yet to be appalled at the sentence that's been handed down to Mariam Ibrahim for the charge of apostasy, which is the alleged conversion from Islam to Christianity. I think the first thing we want to highlight is the fact that Mrs. Ibrahim was actually born to a Muslim father and a Christian mother, and she was raised by her mother. The father had left the family when she was 6 years old, and she was raised as a Christian and being brought up in the Orthodox tradition. And so although the courts say that she has converted faith, she would say herself that she's never been a Muslim and that she is a Christian.
Perhaps you could tell us, how prevalent is this becoming in countries, and especially in African countries?
Well, particularly in Sudan, the issue of apostasy, the issue of religious minorities being treated with a particular level of scrutiny by the government, societal pressures coming against the minority faiths, so to speak. In Sudan, we are seeing this rising increasingly since South Sudan ceded, and definitely since December 2012. There's just been an increase in repression against minority faiths, Christians in particular, and the form that this has taken is arresting, interviewing, retention of property, destruction of churches. The government came out and said that no new church licenses would be issued in Sudan. And so particularly in Sudan, we're seeing this as a particular issue of concern. When it comes to Africa in general, it's a very big continent, and the makeup and disposition of each country is different and unique. And so what tends to be that the key factor is the majority religion in the country, and that tends to indicate whether or not repressive acts by the state or society will happen to religious minorities.
This woman has also been charged with adultery as well, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. The charge for adultery roots in, all these charges have come under Sharia. They're Sharia law based, and because her father is Muslim, the courts consider her to be a Muslim woman. Under Sharia law in Sudan, a Muslim woman is not allowed to marry a non-Muslim man. Her husband is a Christian, and therefore their marriage is seen to be as invalid, and they have a 20-month-old son, and she's currently very heavily pregnant, and so those two children are seen to be illegitimate because she's a Muslim and he is not. That's where the adultery charges come in. And our reaction to that is that it's really an inhumane and unwarranted, it's essentially an unacceptable sentence that's been handed down. It's founded on the issue of whether or not she is of the faith that she professes to be, and that is a Christian.
So how can this be tackled? We've already heard countries such as the United States speaking out over this particular case, but how can it be tackled? What can be done?
Well, there's a number of ways in which this can be tackled. Governments such as the United States, the United Kingdom, the European Union have come out very strongly urging Sudan to reconsider this sentence, to remember its obligations under international law for freedom of religion or belief, which is guaranteed in the Sudanese constitution itself. And so what the work that we're doing here at CSW, the work that others across the world are highlighting, is really the fact that we have international standards, international agreements and treaties that Sudan is bound to guarantee freedom of religion or belief. And so that's the area where we're pushing really to see a change here. And there are also other campaigns that are being set up to really write to the Sudanese government, to the Ministry of Justice and to embassies to really push to show that this is an issue that people around the world care and are very distressed at the fact that human rights, freedom of religion or belief are just being flagrantly disregarded.